Thanks for calling customer service. Bridget speaking. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Corey Mohelski.
Can I also have your zip code, Mr. Corey?
55779.
Five five seven five nine. Sir.
Yep.
Okay, 55759. Let's see. I'm not pulling up anything.
Try 55810.
What was the last name again?
Mohelski, Mohelski.
No, sir. May I ask what's the problem?
So I just spoke with somebody there like 10 minutes ago.
Okay, give me one second. Repeat your zip code again.
55810.
And repeat your last name.
Mohelski, Mohelski.
I'm trying to check all systems. I'm not sure why it's not pulling up for me.
Try 55811.
Cunningham. Okay, still don't see it. 55811. What zip code did you tell them?
I think it was, God, what? I thought it was 55810.
And can you recite your last name?
Mohelski,
No,
M-O-H.
I don't see anything with the M.
I was literally just talking to somebody.
Do you have an order number? Phone
No,
number?
no. See that was the problem is I don't know about an order, but I've been seeing this bill
Can I
that's
have
been
your phone
coming through.
number?
218-390-9554.
Okay, I see you. Corey, correct?
Yes.
So I see you. Can you verify your address?
6753 Castle Lake Boulevard, Saginaw.
Correct. Okay, so I see where you just called. You spoke to one of my supervisors. It was a fraud call. Customer was transferred to fraud claim. So I see where they refunded you. Well, okay, you didn't get refunded anything, but your account is canceled. So you really don't have anything to be refunded because everything declined.
Okay, okay. That's what I'm trying to find out. I mean, I wasn't very clear I mean, it wasn't clear to me before. I called my card company, and they said that it's been resolved, and they, I mean, I got an email from them saying that it's been resolved in my favor, and it's done. So I'm just trying to make sure that I'm not going to see any more bills, or, I mean, I don't even know what this is. So it's like really frustrating to, and I see this bill keep on coming through, and I don't know what it's for. I just want to make sure that
it's a smartwatch and the wireless earpods.
Okay. I mean, I don't know where those are at. Nothing that I have.
Okay, so your account is canceled.
Okay.
The last agent canceled it.
All right. So.
Okay. How can so I help you?
Well, so the last agent I talked to said that I needed to talk to my credit card company.
Correct.
And they didn't know what I was talking about. And they said, well, we don't call people. They don't, you know, and on their end, they said it was done.
Right. Okay, so your account is canceled. Everything was declined. It wasn't nothing to be refunded back because shipping charges aren't refundable. So as far as, like, charges for the watch and the pod, those charges weren't valid because they didn't go through. They were declined.
Right, because I noticed that there were these charges on here that I had no idea what it were, so I called my card company and closed my account.
Okay.
Oh, and that's where everything, and then at that point I thought it was done, and then I see these bills show up. You know, one of them was yesterday, and there was another one like the day before, and there's no information on my card that tells me where to call or who's this is. It just I had looked you guys up on the internet to find out what this place was, and I mean I still don't even know what it is.
Okay.
So, the account is canceled.
Yes, sir.
And is there a bill for anything?
No, sir. Your account is canceled.
Okay. All right. I guess that's what I needed to know, and I'll monitor my card and see if there's any more charges trying to be put towards it.
All right. Well, thanks for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.